Today on Family Talk.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Family Talk, the radio broadcasting ministry of the James Dobson Family Institute. I'm Dr. James Dobson, and thank you for joining us for this program. Many of you who have listened to me over the years know of my concern for the relationship between fathers and sons and daughters. It is critically important to both. But today we're going to take a look at the father-son dynamic. Little boys look to their dads for many things. We all know that it's important to the identity of a boy to learn how to be a man, and their dads need to demonstrate what it means to follow after God. Sadly, many kids are growing up today without a man or a man's influence in their childhood years, which sometimes leads them on a destructive path. Today, I want you to hear about a ministry connecting fatherless boys to godly Christian men. In a minute, you're going to hear my colleague Dr. Clinton's interview with John Smithbaker. He's the founder of Fathers in the Field. Now, that may sound familiar to you because John Smithbaker has been here before when I interviewed him, and he always has important things to say. Before we get started today, I want to quickly remind you that Family Talk is a listener-supported ministry. We rely solely on your generous financial contributions. And if I can be candid with you, these summer months have been especially tough on us this year. I'm not sure why, but it comes and goes. If you can help us, we would certainly appreciate it. With that, let's listen to Dr. Tim Clinton introduce today's guest on this edition of Family Talk.
Thank you, Dr. Dobson. Today we're going to be talking about an issue I believe is at the heart of America's broken family crisis. An estimated 50% of our kids in our country actually will go to sleep at some point in their life without their biological father in their home. Nearly every social ill faced by our kids today relates to the problem of fatherlessness, poverty, underachievement in the classroom, behavioral issues, crime and drug use, suicide, you name it, they're all connected. The numbers, they're disheartening, but it's not time to wave the white flag yet. My guest today is committed to the fight to save fatherless boys and to change their seemingly hopeless futures. John Smithbaker is the founder of Fathers in the Field. It's an organization on a mission to help fatherless boys find healing and freedom. John, I want to thank you for coming and sharing your powerful story about what God's doing in and through you and this amazing ministry. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
As we get started, John, I think everybody listening knows we've got a big-time problem. What's going on with our boys? Seriously, we're losing them.
Yes, it is the societal issue that we're facing in America. It is the number one issue. Boys are broken because they're not being shepherded into manhood. As you said, the startling statistics, boys have an ordained role. They are to be the pastor, provider, and protector in this society. And they are to lead the family in the knowledge of a heavenly Father that loves them and will never leave and forsake them. And when that cup is broken, the soul of those boys are broken, and it's damaging not only to them but to society.
You know, John, there's a lot of brokenness, really. When you look at just some of the sobering statistics, you realize, again, a lot of kids today, boys and girls, are growing up in homes where their biological father doesn't live. Sometimes even when dad is present, he's emotionally absent, and there's just a disconnect. And I think some people have talked about that as being father hunger or father thirst. But, John, what's it like inside the heart of a boy for a moment who has that kind of a disconnect? What happens to him?
Yeah, you had to go there and bring the tears up right away, right? Every time I talk about this, it's, you know, my father abandoned me 55 years ago, and it still brings up tears. Because a boy naturally knows his father is to be the hero, the pastor, provider, and protector, and who's to shepherd him into manhood. And when there's nobody there and their hero has thrown them away like garbage, there's a deep, festering anger hole in their soul. Because boys know that masculinity, righteous manhood, is taught. And when
you
that—
You have to learn how to become a man.
You have to learn how to become a man.
From a man.
A godly man from a godly man. If they do not see it modeled, then they really are at the whim of a culture.
You know, for years, one of the commitments I made with my son, Zach, was that I was going to be there coaching him. And I made a covenant with the Lord and with my son, and I was able to do that. And through the years, we had so much fun. We probably played 100 baseball games a year, just baseball.
Yeah,
I mean, he played football and basketball.
Right
and
there
more.
With you.
Let me say something as a coach, though. You could tell as a coach the kids on the field pretty much who had a dad and the ones who didn't have a dad.
Amen.
You can see it show up.
Yeah. I see it in their eyes all the time. I talk about this a lot. When I coached Little League, I could see, even in a little town in Wyoming, 9 out of 11 players were fatherless. And we have defined fatherless in a non-biblical way. The father has to be in the home to fulfill the roles God gave him to be pastor, provider, and protector. The church doesn't address this. Society certainly doesn't address this. And the boys know they're hurting and broken, and they get patted on the head and said, you don't need your dad. Big boys don't cry, and you'll get over it. And they suppress this deepest of anger-filled wound that just bubbles up through them when they hit puberty. And that's when all the trouble starts. And so, yes, I think you're exactly right that I see it in their eyes because they are hurting and lost, and societies tell them they shouldn't feel that way. And so you have a collision.
And then you got broken boys who often not have processed all this stuff. And so it comes out of them and they punch stuff. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, you see it come out on the field. You see it come out in the classroom.
Yep.
You see it come out in friendships.
Yep.
It pours out of them. And these broken boys grow up and be— And they're broken men.
Yes. We have a generational fatherless issue now, and the tsunami is on its way because we've had now a generation and a half of this issue going on, the acceleration of fatherless boys. And so we have the next generation now. Fatherless begets more fatherless, so it's an accelerating issue. And if it's not addressed intentionally through family, through church, and through ministry, we have a big problem that's going to destroy this country and thus our safety and protection to spread the gospel in our own countries, in our own families, and around the world.
Because if the way it's supposed to be is that I'm supposed to be loved by my dad's supposed to be there, he's supposed to help me manage myself, you know, parent, we call it parenting and more, John, and that doesn't happen, then it's like nature hates a vacuum and rushes to fill it. So does a child's soul.
Amen.
You know that. And Amen. These boys then start reaching for something else to fill the emptiness inside of them. And it'll be anything. They'll reach for anything. And when you start looking at things like pornography, Josh McDowell recently said he believed the number one problem in the Christian home now is porn. These are 12 to 17-year-old boys, number one cohort actually using pornography or viewing pornography. Not many mighty men can handle what some of that stuff, let alone a 12 to 17-year-old boy.
Amen.
And kids as early as 5 years of age, first exposure to pornography.
Amen.
And that's just one of the reaches
yeah.
that they start filling the emptiness with.
They're desperate to figure out what it is to be a man. And so they look whatever areas of life that try and fills that hole, like you said, gangs, women, anger, you name it, because they want to know that they're a man. And if the father's not there to shepherd the manhood, they do not know when it is. The biggest lie we've been told is that fathers aren't needed and that the God-ordained structure of a father and a mother in the home is not needed. And that basically is saying then God's a liar because God's roles for men and women are different. equally of value but different. It takes both the nurturing and the masculinity to grow a healthy young boy into a righteous man.
You know, when you talk about a subject like this, John, what happens too is you start uncovering a lot of pain, and then you bring about frustration too. We want to tip our hat, first of all, to all those single parent moms, for example, who are trying to be a dad mom. You know that? But all we're trying to say is we love you, we stand with you, and we want to offer something to you, and that's where we're going to go here in a moment. But listen, mom, you can't be a dad mom. There are only certain things that boys can get from men. Am I right, John?
Yes. I know it's a hard truth, and I was raised by a beautiful, strong mother. Thank the Lord. But God's word is true, and what we have to do is tell these boys that we understand they're hurting. We have to acknowledge their hole in their heart. We have to tell them the truth as the first step. We, out of good intentions, we tell these hurting boys that it will be okay. It's not. They need a godly man in their life to understand what godly manhood is. And that is the importance of the family rallying around a single mom, or the single mom making efforts through the church to get a godly mentor in the boy's life, get a grandfather, an uncle, somebody. Thankfully, I had an uncle stand up in my life and some other coaches. But the first place we have to start is acknowledge when the family is broken and there's children in the home, the children have a wound that needs to be addressed. It's unpopular to say, but it is the truth, because if it's not, then God's word is untrue.
John, you decided to take that stuff that was boiling up inside of you and this burden now for little John Smith Baker's growing up mm-hmm. without a dad,
yeah.
and to do something about it. I want to spend the rest of the broadcast talking about the Great American Rescue Mission.
Amen.
John, tell us what this is all about. As you're listening right now, I want to encourage you. I mean, call your friends, tell everybody to get on social media with us, do whatever. Turn the broadcast up. Get everybody dialed in on this. The Great American Rescue Mission. This is one of the most noble projects, I believe, going on in the church today.
Yes. You know, I'm so thankful for where the Lord has brought fathers in the field and myself to understand, as hard and as rough and as deep as the father wound is, God has given us hope. He has given us a structure that we can restore families, restore our communities, restore our nation, and rescue the fatherless for Christ. So let's not lose hope when we're talking about these hard issues. Let's understand that if we follow God's word and defend, which is an intentional commitment, defend the cause of the fatherless, there is hope. Pastor Greg Laurie, I think, said it best. The family can survive without the nation, but the nation cannot survive without the family. And that's the whole point of the Great American Rescue Mission. We have got to rescue the fatherless, because they're the next generations of fathers, which, again, God ordained to be the pastor, provider, and protector of the family. Righteous men, righteous masculinity, because of that protector role, pushes back on evil. And when evil flourishes because good men are doing nothing, and we are seeing evil flourish in our country because we are losing our righteous men, manhood, godly men who push back against evil. And that's just the protector part of it, not even just in the family, but in a nation. And the way it fits into the Great Commission is this country is exceptional. I don't care what all you hear in the media. This country is exceptional because we're the only country in the world that was founded on God's word, and all of our rights come from God, not from a government. So it's our duty to understand that the formation of a country is its family.
Yeah.
The tsunami's on its way unless we act.
Yeah.
The Great American Rescue Mission is about rescuing and healing fatherless boys. And single moms now have someplace to go to get help for their boy.
And John, this is about engaging the family, This is about engaging and encouraging that single mom's heart.
Yes.
This is about engaging the church.
Yes.
And communities.
Yes.
In a functional way that gives the gift of, quote, life, really, in a lot of ways, to a boy.
Yes. It's mobilizing the Christian assets at our disposal to be the hands and feet of Jesus and follow his greatest command. True and undefiled religion is looking after the orphan and widow in their distress.
John, Father's in the field.
Yes.
Talk to us about your dream and what's happening with that project.
We have a rescue plan in place. Now we have to turn it on. We have all of these godly churches all around our country, 300,000 of them. And if every church stepped into this issue of defending the cause of the fathers in an intentional manner, there would be then 40 fatherless boys being mentored in every church. It is solvable if the church, the local church, and the godly men in those church make a commitment to the
fatherless. And this isn't a dream. This is something you're doing.
This is something we're doing. You're
up out of Denver, Colorado. Give an example of a church up in Denver, and what are they doing?
Yeah, exactly. We have a wonderful partner church called Flatirons Community Church. They are nearing 100 mentor fathers and rescuing and healing 100 precious fatherless boys. It is remarkable. It's remarkable. And the stories and the impact and the letters from the single moms about how their boys' demeanor, character, spirit have been rekindled because a man made an intentional commitment, looked that boy in the eye and said, I am with you. That's the difference. This is not a group activity. This is one godly man looking a precious boy in the eye and saying, listen, you and me together, we will learn and I will shepherd you into manhood.
So what you're doing is you're calling out men to get involved in this fatherlessness work.
Yes.
Mentoring.
Yes.
Coaching, helping, whatever. You've put together curriculum.
Yes.
You've put together programs for churches to engage.
Right.
Fathers in the field. You actually use the outdoors primarily, too, to accomplish this effort, right?
Yeah. Well, every boy has an adventure spirit. They need to get out in God's great classroom and be ministered. He promises he will help us if we go out into his creation because we see God at work. These men don't have to worry that they have to know the doctrine inside and out of the Bible. They just have to make a commitment. This boy, the healing starts. The healing starts when a man says, I'm committing myself to you over the next 3 years. This is not a weekend activity. This boy knows this man's going to be in his life for over 3 years.
And
powerful.
What does he start teaching him? What are the gifts that he's giving to this boy?
The gift he's giving, the very first step for this boy is understand a man, a godly man, is going to live up to his word.
And he's going to show up.
He's going to show up.
He's going to be there. He's not going to abandon this boy, too,
yes.
Like his daddy did.
Yeah, do you know how many times I cried myself to sleep at night, every night? And I know these boys cry themselves to sleep every night because they know they're lost, they're hurting, and there's nobody to pull them out of the pit of hell because nobody can lift them out into manhood but another man. And that's the truth. Manhood is learned. It is not a given. And that's why a godly man needs to step into the life of these fatherless boys to shepherd into righteous manhood so we can push back against evil in this culture.
So if a mom is listening right now, she's concerned about her son.
Yeah.
And she says, boy, my boy, Tommy, needs that. And I want to get him involved in a project like that.
Yeah.
John, what do they do?
You can either go to Dr. Dobson's website or to fathersinthefield.com to learn more and get your fatherless boy enrolled. The solution is there. If the church follows the biblical mandate, men get off the couch and invest in a fatherless boy's life and do the things they like to do. They don't have to learn anything new. And these single moms, if you'd reach out to us, there is help for your fatherless boy.
What if I'm listening and I want to be involved as a man, you know, to speak into a boy's life?
Yeah.
I'd love to mentor.
Yeah.
Maybe I've blown it. You know that, and I'm estranged or whatever, and I'm thinking, I want to give that gift, or I want to be that voice in a young man's life, and I want you, Lord, to help me do that. John, what do you do with a guy like that?
Yeah, it's a wonderful question. Fathers in the Field is not a parachurch ministry. We go through Christ's church, his bride. that he gave his life up for. So these men that are get vetted and approved to be mentor father are godly men in good standing within the church. And
you train them too.
Yeah, we train them. See, most men want to fix these boys. And the very first thing we have to train is, no, your job is to share the gospel in a flawless boy language so they can receive it. You're not going to fix them. That's God's job. The whole point is to let that boy know that there is forgiveness and that festering wound in him can be healed through forgiveness in Christ. But they have to understand that they need forgiveness too. And through all the hurt and calluses on their heart, it takes at least 1 year of a committed man for that boy to even believe that man is telling the truth, because these boys have been lied to and jerked around and abandoned for so long. They have hurt and callous all around their heart. In fact, they believe that this godly mentor father is going to lie to him and not live up to his commitment.
Yeah.
It takes a whole year. And so we tell these men, all you have to do is show up because he's looking out the window. The wisdom in your heart is not important. It's the love in your actions that's important.
It reminds me of a statement Dr. Dobson often makes. He says, nothing invested in a child is ever lost.
No.
That's what this is all about.
Amen. Well, the whole curriculum deals with the father wound, so the men don't even have to know that.
And so you have this curriculum.
Yep.
You also, you're burdened about engaging the church. You think that's the vehicle, period.
Yes.
So you're looking for churches to lead these efforts and engage these men to impact these boys and encourage these women and be supportive to them as they try to get this job done in the midst of this chaos and brokenness in the 21st century.
Yeah, I wish I could take credit for it, but Christ designed it that way. Read the Bible. All we're doing is implementing a biblical model that, instead of churches being about entertainment or just sharing one half of the commission, the other half, make disciples.
Yeah.
And churches are being overwhelmed with the symptoms of fatherlessness. In fact, they're sinking churches because they try and just deal with the symptoms. It's about time the churches realize what the root cause of all those issues are. It's a consistent approach to this boy so he knows he can depend on you. Listen, churches are losing men by the droves. Unfortunately, men believe that the only way they can get involved in their local church in ministry is through the chair stacking ministry or the parking lot ministry. Now we release men and say, listen, no, God gave you your outdoor passion, whatever it is, automotive, hunting, fishing. Go and invest in a fatherless boy. You're already doing those things. Be the hero in his life because you're the expert.
The Great American Rescue Mission. Well, I tell you, we need to pray that God would just explode this project in an amazing way and get all the glory for it. And if one John Smith Baker was encouraged, you never know, that may be the next Billy Graham.
Amen.
Or maybe the next James Dobson or whomever, that God would, in and through that moment, do his amazing work.
Yeah.
Just because somebody dared to care.
Amen. And my prayer is it's the next father that's reading the Bible to this son and tucking him in bed. That's my prayer. Lord, help us reach one more fatherless boy today.
John, you guys put together this beautiful piece of work called the Great American Rescue Mission, Reaching and Healing the Fatherless. And it's a pictorial book, and it's your passion, your heart. It's stunning. It's A to Z on this whole ministry, from the need to how it gets done.
Amen.
John, this ought to be something that needs to be in the hands of every family, mm-hmm. Certainly every church community.
Amen.
What are your thoughts about?
Well, I mean, you guys have been so gracious here at Family Talk. We would like, at Fathers in the Field, to send an electronic copy. Whoever would like to receive it, just send us your email and your contact information. We'll be more than thrilled to send you an electronic copy.
There you have it. What a gracious offer. The Great American Rescue Mission. It'll be yours electronically if you'd like to have a copy. John, thank you for joining us here on Family Talk. It's a delight. I love your heart, your ministry. Fathers in the Field, the Great American Rescue Mission. I hope you get involved.
This is Roger Marsh, and I hope you enjoyed this deeply moving edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. Our host today has been Dr. Tim Clinton, and his guest was author and speaker John Smith Baker. Learn more about John's ministry, Fathers in the Field, by visiting our broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org. Once you're there, you'll also see an insightful blog that John wrote just for us on the troubling topic of fatherlessness. Find all of that and much, much more when you go to drjamesdobson.org and then click onto the broadcast page. As Dr. Dobson said at the top of the program, Family Talk is completely listener-supported. These summer months have been pretty tough on us financially, and as a result, we need your help. Call 877-732-6825 to learn how you can contribute to the future of this ministry. That's 877-732-6825, or visit us online at drjamesdobson.org. Well, that's all the time we have for this week. I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us again Monday for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. Have a great weekend.
This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.